So we are at the seventh day of our tour, arriving at the main nature place excursion of the day, which is the God's waterfall. Indeed, it's majestic and grand, as we would like God to be. We'll take this moment to anchor ourselves once again as one group, as one soul on this journey in a beautiful, amazing and Gaia gifting Iceland that once again inviting us to speak to us. Every place has something new to offer to you. So center once again in your own being, through your own field, through your own heart, through your soul, deeper into this space. Feel the energy beneath you and all around you. Feel the elements of nature, the warmth of the beautiful sun that gifted us as well, the snow, the cold breeze, the sounds of the waterfall behind you. The wind. And simply take it all in, appreciating, honoring, melding with the elements of Gaia. At this time, when the world is still gripped in many places in worry, anxiety, and fear, let us invite them also into this circle. In a quantum state, everyone is here with you. And for those who are going to listen to the channel and to these channels, not too far from now, you are also welcome to join us into this circle. There's nothing sometimes more powerful the nature to soothe your soul, to ease your pain, your worry, your anxiety, or anything you have, or even just to be in nature and to appreciate its beauty and what it has to give to you. Many of you are not even allowed to go out of their homes. So you can't fully be out there in nature. But you can take yourself there with your imagination, with your being, and be present. It is all around you. It is loving you. It is relaxing. It is helping you and healing you. It is softening. Let Gaia love you and soothe your heart and know that all is well and all is well. And we invite once more Cryon and for the message that it has for us.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. This is the seventh message from the island nation of Iceland. And you stand here, dear ones, with me in the wintertime. But it's a glorious time. You're going to look back on this and remember the time when you stood in the snow, when it was minus 10 Celsius and some of you were shivering. You're going to remember this. But I want you to remember the sun. I want you to remember what you're seeing with your eyes, what you've just seen here. The pristineness, the majesty, the beauty, the energy that pours from this place that says, welcome to you, welcome to you. In these moments, let the sun be that which would warm you just for the few moments that I wish to speak. My partner wants an unspoken rule to be written right now in the snow. And that unspoken rule would be this: the colder it is, the shorter the channel. But I'm not going to let him do that. They're all short, dear ones. These are short messages that have some profound things we want to say to you. This is the revelation of the sixth letter in the title of the word Iceland. And the letter today is N. Now, almost everyone here has agreed that this would, of course, be nature. For there is an amazing beauty here that is not present in many places on the planet. I want to instead say that the word is going to be a derivative of nature. It's going to be natural. Almost everyone here or listening to my voice has something pristine to say about the word natural. You look for natural things. More and more human beings are asking the questions in all that they eat. Is it natural? But they're coming to an agreement that they don't want things that people have altered or things have been added. They want it to be natural. And so I want to give you just a little history to just think about in these next moments or so about natural. Even when you woke up this morning and when you had that amazing view in the sun, as far as you could see, a virgin snow, nothing had touched it. It was so beautiful. And you would say, this is natural. This is nature at its best. This is what I love. Can you imagine for a moment space when the earth was being formed and how beautiful that would be? Untouched, natural. So that the earth would form, including this island, in the way that it would. Even the tectonic plates crushing one another and the volcanoes going off to provide what you see right now. There's something beautiful of the fact that it's natural. It happened by itself. The forces were immense, but it was natural. I want to take you on this short little journey of what humans thought and did in the absolute first societies. After that, what you call the Garden of Eden, after that time when humans had what you would call a soul, they had a choice to decide who the creator was and what was going on the planet. The result today you can see, for there is mythology everywhere. The mountains speak. There's the elves, the hidden people, the trolls in this land, which are all metaphors for natural occurring life on the planet. Natural. What did the indigenous of the planet, the most early ones, what did they choose for the story of the Creator? And the answer is this: everything was natural. Nothing was added to it. And the indigenous of this planet decided that there was energy in the hills, in the waters, in the waterfalls. And this was the Creator, because it was allied to the soul. It was natural. Some of you will say, well, what about the spirituality of today? What goes with that? I'm getting there. One of the most natural things that occurred with the indigenous was that as they lost those they loved, the wise ones, over and over, as generations went by, they remembered them. They had words for them. They heard them in the wind. But the ancestors of the human beings were the most natural thing they had to call upon. They called upon the wisdom of themselves with nature. I said this before, I'll say it again, that in some lands there is a cosmology that says when you take the dirt of the earth and put it on your lips, you touch every ancestor you've ever had, because they're still there. The wisdom of the earth is the wisdom of the ancestors. How natural could it be? And then we get into systems. And people will say, well, that was the end of natural, because the systems then were man-made. Let's discuss the very first system of spirituality on this planet that has been recorded. And that was of the Hindu. Listen to their system. There is no prophet. There is no central book. They are one with everything. What a system. They believe they return to the planet and they come back. What a system. That was the first intuitive spiritual system that existed. It's the most natural thing. Everything beyond that, dear one, was added unto. Like food, perhaps, that was added unto. Or food, perhaps, that was frozen and then thawed, and frozen and then thawed, to a place where nothing is natural. And sometimes when you look at the systems of the planet, you wonder, who was in charge of that? What were they thinking? I give this to you now to return to the natural thing that is in front of you, the most pristine thing that you still have, that still loves you. The hills know your name. That's natural. Gaia knows your name. Both you and Gaia have the same creative source, your family together. That's natural. Ponder these things. The channel is over. And so it is.